Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the dear families that are in the room. And for those that are listening on the phone, blessed Sabbath to everyone. And for the dear soul that will be listening to this recording on a later date, Sabbath blessing. On this day, May 17, 2014, we are still in Desire of Ages, Chapter 13, The Victory. This is Part 2. We're going to begin the Children's Sabbath School lesson, and this lesson is number 76 of our study. Before we begin our Children's Sabbath School lesson, we will open with a song entitled Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory, taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 19, verse 1. And after these things, I heard a voice, a great voice of much people in heaven saying hallelujah. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty, yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Our praises be to the kings of kings and the Lord. Our Lord, He is wonderful. Our praises be to the King of kings and the Lord. Our Lord, He is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God, He's mighty, yeah, the Lord our God, He's omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is wonderful. Our praises be to the kings of kings and the Lord. Our Lord, He is wonderful. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power. He is wonderful. Amen. Before we begin our children's Sabbath school lesson, we would like to have opening prayer. If any one of the dear mommies, the daddies, or little ones would like to have opening prayer.
If we could all kneel. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Thank you for such infinite mercy upon our lives, and thank you for another blessed Sabbath, dear Father God. In our ears, that we may receive wondrous things out of your word, dear Father God. Please bless us for all of us that are here and will participate, for all of us that are listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will begin with opening scripture, and it's taken from the book of Daniel, chapter 4, verse 17, from the King James Version. And it read, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of man, and giveth it to whosoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of man. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled, The Victory, of our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Abolah.
Luke 4:5. And the devil, taking up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Luke 4:6. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Amen.
Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Great job, everyone. So let us continue in our book, Desire Ages, chapter 13, and we will be covering pages 129 to page 131. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 129. Jesus was victor in the second temptation, and now Satan manifests himself in his true character. But he does not appear as a hideous monster with cloven feet and bat wings. He is a mighty angel, though fallen. He avows himself the leader of rebellion and the god of this world.
Desire of Ages, page 129. The sunlight lay on templed cities, marble places, palaces, fertile fields, and fruit-laden vineyards. The traces of evil were hidden. The eyes of Jesus, so lately greeted by gloom and desolation, now gazed upon a scene of unsurpassed loveliness and prosperity. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 129. Then the tempter's voice was heard, "All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be mine."
Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What false appearance is Satan described to appear as instead of his true character as a mighty angel? And what did he cause to pass in panoramic view before Jesus upon a high mountain? If any one of the little ones have the answer to this question, bubble up.
The answer is, as a hideous monster with clothing, the sunlight lay on temple cities, marble places.
Desire of Ages, page 129. Christ's mission could be fulfilled only through suffering. Before him was a life of sorrow, hardship, and conflict, and an ignominious death. He must bear the sins of the whole world. He must endure separation from his Father's love. Now the tempter offered to yield up the power he had usurped. Christ might deliver himself from the dreadful future by acknowledging the supremacy of Satan.
Desire of Ages, page 129. To do this was to yield the victory in the great controversy. It was in seeking to exalt himself above the Son of God, but Satan has sinned in heaven. Should he prevail now, it would be the triumph of rebellion.
Desire of Ages, page 129. When Satan declared to Christ, "The kingdom and glory of the world are delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it," he stated what was true only in part, and he declared it to serve his own purpose of deception. Satan's dominion from Adam. But Adam was the vicegerent of the Creator. He was not an independent rule. Earth is God's, and he has committed all things to his Son. Adam was to reign subject to Christ. When Adam betrayed his sovereignty into Satan's hand, Christ still remained king. Amen. Thus the Lord had said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "The Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will." Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. Satan can exercise his usurped authority only as God permits. Amen.
Desire Base, page 130. When the tempter offered to Christ the kingdom and glory of the world, he was proposing that Christ should yield up the real kingship of the world and hold dominion subject to Satan. This was the same dominion upon which the hopes of the Jews were set. They desired the kingdom of this world. If Christ had consented to offer them such a kingdom, they would gladly have received him.
Desire of Ages, page 130. But the curse of sin will all its woe rested upon it. Christ declared to be tempter, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Amen.
Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. What did Satan try to use as a weapon against Jesus, and how did he misuse the writing word? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babula.
The tempter offered to yield up the power he had usurped, and Christ might deliver himself from the dreadful future by acknowledging his supremacy. He misinterpreted the word to cause Jesus to trust him, and not on it. On it is written.
Desire of Ages, page 130. By the one who had revolted in heaven, and the kingdoms of this world were offered to Christ, to buy his homage to the principles of evil, but he would not be bought. He had come to establish a kingdom of righteousness, and he would not abandon his purpose. With the same temptation, Satan approaches men, and here he has better success than with Christ. To men, he offers the kingdom of this world on condition that they will acknowledge his supremacy. He requires that they sacrifice integrity, disregard conscience, and indulge selfishness.
Desire of Ages, page 130. Christ bids them seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, but Satan walks by their side and says, whatever may be true in regard to life eternal, in order to make a success in this world, you must serve me. I hold your welfare in my hands. I can give you riches, pleasures, honors, and happiness. Hearken to my counsel. Do not allow yourself to be carried away with whimsical notions of honesty or self-sacrifice. I will prepare the way for you.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What kind of kingdom did Christ came to establish? And what does Satan offer men instead for not seeking first the kingdom of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babula.
The answer is a kingdom of righteousness, and he would not abandon his purpose. And he said, I hold your welfare in my hands. I can give you riches, pleasure, and honor, and happiness. Hearken to my counsel. Do not allow yourself to be carried away with
whimsical
notion of honesty or self-sacrifice. Amen.
Satan had questioned whether Jesus was the Son of God. In his summary dismissal, he had proof that he could not gainsay. Divinity flashed through suffering humanity. Satan had no power to resist the command. Writhing with humiliation and rage, he was forced to withdraw from the presence of the world's Redeemer. Christ's victory was as complete as had been the failure of Adam.
Desire of Ages, page 130. So we may resist temptation and force Satan to depart from us. Jesus gained the victory through submission and faith in God. And by the apostle, he says to us, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James 4, verses 7 and 8.
Question, boys and girls. How was Christ's victory gained? And can we accomplish the same victory like our Savior? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
Jesus gained the victory through submission and faith in God. And yes, he says to us, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. So we may resist temptation and force Satan to depart from us. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn a scripture song together, dear ones. The scripture song is taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 to 8, from the King James Version. If anyone of the dear family is acquainted with this scripture song, would you like to share it with the room?
Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
Well, you got it.
It's all right.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear families that are coming in. Shabbat blessing. We are still reading from Desire of Ages. We are in page 131. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 131. After the foe had departed, Jesus fell exhausted to the earth with the pallor of death upon his face. The angels of heaven had watched the conflict, beholding their loved commander as he passed through inexpressible suffering to make a way of escape for us. He had endured the test greater than we shall ever be called to endure. The angels now ministered to the Son of God as he lay like one dying.
Desire of Ages, page 131. Never can the cost of our redemption be realized until the redeemed shall stand with the redeemer before the throne of God. Then as the glories of the eternal home burst upon our enraptured senses, we shall remember that Jesus left all this for us, that he not only became an exile from the heavenly courts, but for us took the risk of failure and eternal loss.
Then we shall cast our crowns at his feet, and raise a song, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessings." Amen. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12, taken from Desire of Ages, page 131, paragraph 2.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. As Christ born to life again after the angel minister to him, what was his pledge with great sympathy for man's redemption? And when will the cost of our redemption be realized? If you know the answer to this question, dear family, Babala.
The answer is, his heart goes out in sympathy for men, and he goes forth to complete the work he has begun, and rest not until the foe is vanquished, and our fallen race redeemed. And the cost of our redemption will not be realized until the redeemed shall stand with the Redeemer before the throne of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord indeed. Let's learn another scripture song, dear ones, together. This scripture song is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verses 12 to 13, margin.
And glory and power, and glory and power, and glory and power.
Praise the Lord. So we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. I hope and pray that all the children were blessed. Next week, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson in our study book entitled, We Have Found the Messiah. If any one of the dear family would like to have closing prayer, Mommy's a daddy, Babala.
Father, I thank you for us being able to have this blessed day. I thank you for us being able to have this blessed time. And now we're finished in this child, and I pray be able to help us be able to keep the lessons in our hearts and in our minds, and that we can be able to share it to the others. I pray be able to guide me and me and my family safely. Help us be able to understand right from wrong and be careful what we do or what we see. Let us be able to show mercy to others as we want them to be treated ourselves. I pray be able to help this world be able to change on its wicked ways and go to its blessed ways. Forgive us all for our sins by nipping on Christ our Spirit, and I pray be able to be with us as we head forward. We are doing what we must do. This is my friend Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next Sabbath, which will fall on May 24, 2014, we have a new chapter 14 entitled, We Have Found the Messiah. To all those that are on the phone, we have ended our children's Sabbath school lesson. And for those will listen to the recording on a later day, we would like to thank you for participating in the lessons that you have learned today, and we hope and pray that you were blessed as well. We have prepared all the activities for the children to be acquainted with the storyline and also the vocabulary words that were used, that they may be able to have a better understanding on their reading. Hope and pray that all of you all have a blessed Sabbath.